Blog Talk Radio.
We would like to welcome you to Word of Faith, Praise and Worship Center, where Jesus is the center of our life. We're in the auditorium of Word of Faith, Praise and Worship Center, and we want you to know that Jesus is the center of our lives. We want you to know today that this is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and we will be glad in it. At this time, we are in worship, and we want you, even as you hear the songs on this morning, I want you to allow the Lord to be able to touch your heart, be able to let the Lord touch the innermost parts of your spirit. Let the Lord be able to touch the innermost parts of your mind. For there is nothing too hard for God to do. I want to know today that God, He is in control, and there is nothing too hard for God to do. Come on and worship with us as the Lord allows His spirit, His power, and His anointing. You can even, as you listen to the song, as you're in His presence, just go ahead and worship the Lord of Lords and the King of Kings, because He is in the midst, wherever you may be, even right now, in the name of Jesus.
Father, God in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done, in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us, and lead us not into temptation. Deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever. I'm glad that you came to me when you go into the house of the Lord. I will eat the same thing that you
This morning. We thank God for being here again at Word of Faith, Praise, and Worship Center, where Jesus is the center of our life. Yes, this is a day that the Lord has made,
and we will rejoice, and we will be glad in it. We thank God for his presence. We thank God for being able to celebrate another year of thanksgiving and praise for our Lord and Savior who was born that we can live and not die and have everlasting life in him. We thank God for the day that he came through Mary, through the birth of Mary. He came as a child that was risen up, that was raised up by his mother and his father. He was taught many things so that we can have the knowledge and that we can have the understanding and that we can know who he is. So today here at Word of Faith Praise and Worship Center, we would like to welcome you, our radio audience, to the Word of Faith Praise and Worship Center. I am Dr. Mary Smith McCoy, pastor and founder of the Word of Faith Praise and Worship Center. And I want you to know today that Jesus Christ is the center of our lives. We thank God for all that he has done and all that he is going to do. On today, we want to let you know we're here to preach the unadulterated, uncompromising word of God, which is able to save our souls. We want you to know today that this is a day that God has allowed us another day, another time, to be able to worship him, to praise him, to exhort him, and to lift his name up high. On this morning, we're going to be coming from Genesis, the 22nd chapter, of the book of Genesis, which is in the Old Testament. And it came to pass, after these things, that God did tempt Abraham and said unto Abraham, and he said, behold, here I am. And he said, take now your son, your only son Isaac, whom you love, and get you into the land of Moriah, and offer him there for a burning offering, for a burnt offering upon one of the mountains which I will tell you of. And Abraham arose up early in the morning and saddled his ass and took two of his young men with him and Isaac his son and clave the wood for the burnt offering and rose up and went into the place of which God had told him. Then on the third day, Abraham lifted up his eyes and saw the place afar off. And Abraham said unto his young men, abide you here with the ass, and I and the lad will go yonder and worship and come again to you. And Abraham took the wood of the burning offering and laid it upon his Isaac, his son. And he took the fire in his hand and a knife, and they went both of them together. And Isaac spoke to Abraham, his father, and said, my father. And he said, here am I, my son. And he said, behold the fire and the wood, but where is the lamb for the burnt offering? And Abraham said, my son, God will provide himself a lamb for a burnt offering. So they went both of them together. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father, we thank you, we praise you, we magnify your name. Father, we exhort you, and God, we lift your name up high. And God, we give you all of the praise and all of the glory and all of the honor for that which you have done and that which you're going to do. We thank you, God, that your word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our pathway. God, we thank you for that word, how we hid in our heart that we will not sin against thee. Thank you, Father God, this morning, this opportunity, yet another opportunity to preach the unadulterated word of the Lord. And Father, we give you all the praise, all of the glory, and all of the honor. In Jesus' precious name we pray, amen and amen. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we want you to know today that God has all power in his hand. I want you to know today that all of us go through testing times in our life. All of us have gone through trials. If you're a child of the Most High God, if you have been born again, if your name has been changed, if your heart has been changed, if God has renewed your mind, I want you to know today that we will go through some trials and we will go through some temptations in our life. Not saying that we have to yield to temptation, but we know that when God is in control and when God has not some power, but he has all power in his hand, we know and we can hear his voice and we can know the voice of the Lord God Almighty. We can know that we can trust him in every circumstance. When we look at the word of God today, and we must look at the word, we see Abraham, a man of God, Abraham whom God trusted. Abraham is a man that God had called long time ago when he told Abraham to leave his parents, when he leave his kinsmen, and to leave the place where he was. He called Abraham because he called him with a purpose. But here, when we look at the word of God on this morning, we see that God had, during the years, God had talked to Abraham and had told Abraham and his wife that they will have this child. And this child was going to be named Isaac. Abraham had gone, he and his wife Sarah had gone through a period of time of waiting. Can somebody say waiting? We're going through some time of waiting. Sometimes when God tells us certain things, it doesn't mean that it's going to happen tomorrow. It doesn't mean that it's going to happen next week. It doesn't mean that it's going to happen next year. But you can be assured that whatever God says to you, that it will happen at God's appointed time. Here we find here, Abraham, God already have promised Abraham and Sarah a child. And matter of fact, he had Ishmael, and it wasn't a perfect will for God for Abraham and Sarah to have Ishmael, but they did because they went and tried to run before God. Sometimes we run before God. Sometimes we can't wait on God. We can't wait for God to do what he says that he's going to do because of the fact, for the time and that the waiting that we have to do. But God wants us to be able to wait on him and to be of good courage. Now, when we look at this particular portion of the scripture, we see that his son had already had been born, Isaac. We see that he had grown to a young man. He wasn't a child when all of this was happening. He was a young man. And Abraham had gotten old. Remember, he was in his elderly years, he and Sarah, when they had Isaac. So he wasn't a young man. Here, God has spoken unto the man of God. Oh, my God. He has spoken unto the man of God, and he had told Abraham. He said, Abraham, take now your son, your only son, Isaac. He called his name. He didn't just say one of your sons because he didn't have but that son of promise. But he told him, he said, take your son, your only son, He was reminded him that you don't have but one son, the son of promise. And he was telling him that I want you to go. He said, I want you to go to the land of Moriah. And I want you, Abraham, I want you to take a burning offering, which was going to be Isaac. I want you to put the burning offering, offer this offering upon the mount, which I will tell you. I'm not going to tell you which one, but where, but I'm going to tell you where I want you to go. And Abraham rose up early. Come on, this is a man of God. I when I think about this thing, this man of God, he could have said, I slept. I overslept. He could have said, I was sick. And I just could not get up. He could have made excuses like we do sometimes. My head hurt. My back hurt. Or some part of my body hurt. I can't do this. He could have been unwilling to do what God has asked him to do. Can you see yourself there, what I'm saying this morning? But this man of God, because he was a man of God, he got up early. Early in the morning. And this man of God saddled his eyes, and he took two of the young men with him. And he took Isaac, as the scripture we read, he took Isaac, his son, and clave the wood. In other words, he split the wood for the burning offering. For the burning offering, he rose up and went to the place which God had told him. No, he didn't go like Jonah had gone when God sent him to preach to Nineveh, but he went to the place, come on, where God had told him to go. And the word says on that third day that Abraham lifted up his eyes and saw the place afar off. I could imagine, could you imagine what Abraham was thinking? He's getting closer. It's getting closer that I'm going to have to offer up my son. It's getting closer for that son that I've been waiting for a long, long time. It's getting closer that I got to go and offer my only son upon this altar. When he looked up and saw where he was, the place where he was. Come on now. And Abraham said to his young son, unto the young men, abide you here with the ass. And otherwise, mean to stay. You stay here with the ass. And I and the lad, in other words, me and my son, will go yonder and worship and come unto you again. He didn't tell him what God had told him to do. He didn't tell him, and the word even didn't tell us that he told his wife Sarah. Because you know how women are sometimes. How they would say, no, you're not going to take my child. No, you're not going to take him and offer him up as a sacrifice. Are you crazy? No, he did not do that. But sometimes you can't tell everybody what you're about to do. You can't tell sometimes the closest person that you know what you're about to do unless God tells you. It says that God talked to Abraham. He came to Abraham and told Abraham what to do. That was their only son, but he knew that he could trust Abraham. He was testing him. He knew Abraham loved him, but he wanted to see how much he really loved him. Sometimes we say, God, that I love you. And God, you know how much I love you, just like Peter said. I love you. But yet sometimes in our saying that we love God, it's not that perfective love that we have for God. Remember when Peter, when the soldiers came to get Jesus, and when they asked him about who he was, did he know him? And Peter denied Jesus. Now, he was in that growth period. He wasn't the man of God in maturity that he was going to be. Like all of us, we're growing. God is increasing. God is causing us to be stronger and stronger each and every day. So that period of time, Peter denied Christ. And Jesus had already told him before it happened that you're going to deny me, and you're going to deny me twice. But here we see that Abraham was near, and although the place was afar off, he knew that we were getting closer to be able to offer up his son. He told the man to stay there, and he and his son was going to go. So Abraham took the wood of the burning offering, and he laid it upon Isaac, his son. Come on, my father. And he took the fire in his hand and a knife, and they went both of them together. Isaac didn't even know that he was going to be the sacrifice. Isaac didn't know that, hey, you're going to be the one, the wood that you carry, it's going to help burn you on that altar. He didn't know that. He didn't know that. But yet his father had him to assist him in what he was about to do. And somebody say, was he crazy? No, he was not crazy. He was obedient. Is God telling you to offer up your son or your daughter in this day and time? No, he has not. He will not ask you to do that. He told Abraham to offer up his son. He gave Isaac the privilege of being able to carry the wood. He laid it upon Isaac as his son. And the word says he took the fire in his hand and a knife, and they went both of them together. And Isaac spoke to Abraham, his father, and said, my father, because he was wondering, hey, dad, father. And his father answered and said, here am I, my son. And he said, behold the fire. He seen they had what they need to make the fire, and he seen the wood. But he asked his father, he said, father, where is the lamb? Come on, where is the lamb for a burning offering? We don't have a lamb. We don't have an offering. He's seen that done before. But he didn't know he was going to be the burning offering that God had told his father to offer him as that sacrifice. Yes, Dad, where is it? Where is the burnt offering? And Abraham said, my son, God will provide. God will provide himself a lamb for a burnt offering. So they went both of them together. He's telling his son. And that's what we should tell our sons and our daughters. That's what we should tell our husband and our wife. When things and situations are life and we're struggling and we don't see the steak in the refrigerator. We don't see that turkey or that ham. We don't see those collard greens and potato salad. We don't see the money in the bank. We don't see that car that we need to drive. I want to drive. But you should say that God will provide. God will provide. No matter what the circumstance in life, we as people of God have to stand on the word of God. For the word of God say heaven and earth, come on, heaven and earth may pass away, but not one jot or one tittle of thy word will fail. If you don't see it, it's okay. God will provide. And that's a mentality that a child of God should have, that God will provide. He'll make a way when it seems to be no way. And they came to the place in that night verse which God had told him of. And Abraham built an altar there, and he laid the wood in order, and bound, come on, this wasn't a child. Isaac had grown to be a young man. But he laid the wood in order, and he bound Isaac, his son, and laid him on the altar upon the wood. Could you just imagine? Could you see Photoshop? Could you see it? Could you imagine what the word of God is telling us, what the man of God did under an instruction of God Almighty? Don't you do that. God didn't tell you. I have to say this. But this is what God told the man of God to do. And he laid the wood in order, bound Isaac, his son, and laid on the altar upon the wood. A dad having to bound his son to put like something on his hand to keep him, but he can stay on the altar. Because knowing that what his dad was going to do, somebody else would have said, "Dad, have you lost it? Dad, what's wrong with you? What are you going to do? What are you going to do? Are you trying to kill me?" But the more that we look into this and see this Isaac, he was a man that trusted God. Oh, my God. He trusted his father. He knew that he was in the hands of his father. Come on. And I'm talking about an earthly father. He knew that he was in the hands of his father. And everything was going to be all right. Everything was going to be all right. No matter it looked like it wasn't going to be all right. But everything was going to be all right. And the word tells us he had bound Isaac, his son, laid him on the altar upon the wood. And Abraham stretched forth his hand. And he took the knife to slay his son. It was all looked like it was getting to play out. It was all ready to be done. He was about to kill his only son, the son of promise. And an angel of the Lord called unto him out of heaven and said, "Abraham, Abraham." And he said, "Here am I." He said, "Lay not your hand." Look at God. Look at God. He said, "Lay not your hand upon the lad, neither do you anything to him. For now I know that you fear God, seeing you have not withheld your son, your only son, from me." And Abraham lifted up his eyes and looked. He lifted up his eyes and looked, and behold, behind him, a ram was caught in a thicket by its horns. And Abraham went and took the ram and offered him up for a burning offering instead of his son. Don't you tell me that God will not provide. That is when you see that the man of God, Abraham, called this in that 14th verse, Jehovah Jireh. And Abraham called the name of that place Jehovah Jireh, as it is said to this day, in the mount of the Lord it shall be seen. Letting us know that God will provide. We have to trust God. And ladies and gentlemen, in the day and a time that we are living in, we have to trust God. In a day and a time that we're living in, those last days. No, we don't know the day. We don't know the hour. that Christ is coming. And we don't know what's going to happen from day to day, but what we do know is happening, and that is Jesus. And we do know that we are children of the Most High God. And we do know that we are saved and we have been born again. And we do know that our name has been written in the Lamb's Book of Life. And we do know that he is the King of Kings and he is the Lord of Lords. We do know that he is the Alpha and Omega and he's the beginning and the end. We do know that he is the first and the last. We do know that he's in love with us. We do know that the word of God says in John 3:16, the word says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him, that's you and that's me, whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. I believe that Abraham had that unchangeable type of faith. He had that faith that he was going to stand with God no matter what. So he wasn't that type of man, a woman that was with God today, and you couldn't find him tomorrow. When in essence, God knows where all of us is each and every day. But yet, sometimes the unfaithfulness of we as people of God and not knowing him. But yet, God is in love with us. Even in our sins, even in our transgression, God still loves us. Even when we were liars, fornicators, homemongers, streetwalkers, whatever we were in life, God still loves us. And only God can love us because God gave his life that we can have a right to the tree of life. It's so prevalent this morning on the day before we celebrate our Merry Christmas. We thank God for the day that Jesus was born. Had he not been born, he could not have died. Come on, for us, that we can have a right to the tree of life. So on today, tomorrow, and every day, we shall celebrate the Jesus Christ. He is not a baby. He's not in a manger. He was in a manger. Wise men was all around about him. People came to see who he was. They heard about him. There were some that was trying to kill him, even in his being a baby. But all they could not touch him because of the fact that he had to come. He had to come and do the things he did and then give his life. They didn't take it, but give his life for us. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, we want to say thank you to the Lord God Almighty. We thank God because God has taught us how to trust him, to trust him with all of our heart and to lean not to our own understanding. We want to thank God right now for the word of God. Let's go before him in prayer. Our Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father, we thank you, we praise you, and we magnify your name. We thank you, dear God, for all that you have done and all, God, that you're going to do. We thank you, Father, for bringing us this far by faith. We thank you, Father, for opening the windows of heaven for us and for pouring us out blessings that there be not room enough to receive. We thank you, Father God, for rebuking the devourer for our faith. We thank you for the word, God, that you allow your servant to preach on today. Lord, thank you for the hearer. Thank you for the doers of your word. Thank you, Father God, for those that would give their life unto you today, that would say yes to your will and yes to your way. And for this, we will bless and praise your name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. If you are not saved, if you don't know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, if you have not repented of your sin, you have an opportunity today to say, Lord, forgive me for my sin, to come into my heart and to save me. And I want you to know
when you ask God to forgive you for your sins, to come into your heart and to save you, I want you to know that he will. He's that type of God. Father, even as we pray even now that those that have asked you to forgive them for their sins, to come into their heart and to save you, to save them, Lord, I ask thee, God, to do it even now, to cast every sin into the sea of forgetfulness and remember it no more. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray, amen and amen. We want you to tune in on next Sunday morning at 11 o'clock with us as we give God praise and glory and honor as for what he has done and what he's about to do in all our lives. This has been Dr. Mary Smith McCoy, pastor, founder of Word of Faith, Praise and Worship Center, which is located in the bold and beautiful city of Jacksonville, Florida. May God bless and keep you. May his face shine upon you. May you be blessed in your going out as well as your going in, is our sincere prayer.